Orange in the Central West's 105.1 at Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, the Peter McDonald Premiership is not too far away from getting underway. Once we've got Christmas out of the way, it'll be basically back to getting in the footy boots strapped on and ready to go again. And it looks very exciting the way this competition has formed up. Of course, Peter McDonald, the late, great Peter McDonald, what a champion bloke he was as well. Now, Orange Sims captain coach is, of course, Daniel Mortimer. And he's online to have a chat with me this morning. How are you, Dan?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, going really well. Look, have you started pre-season yet?
No, we're going to get together this Saturday, actually, just have a bit of a jog around. But no, I'm not a fan of long pre-seasons. I've had a very love-hate relationship with pre-seasons. But no, we won't officially start it probably mid to late January. But we do like to get together a couple of times before Christmas just to keep somewhat active and meet all the new boys. So yeah, we'll have a couple of Saturday morning sessions, I think, next few weeks.
But fantastic. Yeah,
okay. It won't be too late, that's for sure.
All right, the Peter McDonald Premiership. Geez, this sounds exciting. For those that aren't aware, give us a bit of an idea of who's going to be taking part in it.
Yeah, so basically Group 10 and Group 11 have been running separate comps for a long, long time. And yeah, we've finally decided to bring the comps together. So it'll be a whole big Western region competition, which will be really exciting. And so it's basically all your teams from Group 10, Orange, Bathurst, Mudgee, Lithgow, we'll be sort of matching up with Dubbo, Parks, Forbes, Wello, Ningen. So, yeah, mate, it'll be a big, exciting comp. 13 high-quality teams vying out for it next year, which will be really exciting.
Mate, it really is mouth-watering stuff because, as you say, with that divide between Group 10 and Group 11, and occasionally we'd see the premiership matchups between the two winning sides and things like that, some special games that happened here and there. But to put them all together in a bona fide competition, mate, it's just going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, no, well, both competitions have sort of, always had a little fight over who's got the better competition. So we'll get to find out next year, which is exciting. And yeah, just a prospect of playing some new teams. There was sort of only four or five other teams you could play in your own little competition. So now there are 12 other high quality teams. That we'll have to play next year, which is really exciting for the club and footy across the country, New South Wales.
How is the side looking? Any new recruits coming on board or where are we at?
We have actually. Yeah, we've got two Hawks fellas who have decided to join us, Ethan McKellar and Marcel, which is very exciting for the club. They're two quality players. And look, apart from that, we have lost a few as well in Jack Buchanan and Jake Nobes going back to Cowra. So, apart from that, we'll probably look within our ranks and, we've got a really strong junior base at Sims. So, I'll put a lot of faith in our juniors, but it is nice when you've got other players wanting to join your club and it's a reward for what we've done over the last 2 years.
Mate, I think it's going to be absolutely huge. Sundays at Wade Park are going to be a little busier, I suspect, with all of these games and all the sides coming from right around the Western region. It's going to be huge.
It will be, yeah, mate. Really looking forward to it and hopefully we can give Country League that shot in the arm that it sort of needs. So, yeah, mate, it's very exciting for everyone involved.
Indeed. Daniel Mortimer's with me. He's the captain coach of the Orange Sims coming up in the 2022 season. Good to chat as always, mate. Catch you soon.
Thanks, Neil. See you, mate.